You feel it in every part of you. The ache. Something tugging at you from deep, deep inside. Something so delectable, so close to you, and yet completely out of reach, locked away. Listen carefully to my words and allow yourself to get nice and comfortable, nice and relaxed, arms and legs uncrossed. Perhaps you're laying down, perhaps in a cozy chair. You may wish to close your eyes or leave them open and fixate on some random thing on the wall or on the floor. Whatever makes the torment more delicious for you, really. I love the idea of getting you nice and relaxed and cozy, only then to flip a switch to make you a clenching little thing, wanting, breathing in and out, nice and easy, whatever is natural. There is no messing this up, because there are no rules. Well, maybe one. You just listen and absorb and sink. Fall for Smutty. The way I weave in and out of those ears is binding. I wrap around that mind, up, over, and through, and encapsulate all those thoughts into a pretty little bow. Or maybe a cage. Who's to say? Well, I guess me. My voice teases out your desires, pulling them from deep, deep within you to the surface. It teases you and haunts your thoughts, making your heart quicken slightly from time to time, an escalating sort of excitement. You sink deeper and deeper into me and my voice. You just can't help yourself. The deeper you go, the better you feel. Fall for Smutty. I wash your body with words dripping from my tongue. From the tip of your head, down, 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 to your toes, gracing every part of you in this saturated audio bubble. Your body almost tingles at the thought of me touching it, tasting it, feeling every ridge of my fingertips. An intimate sort of thing to feel someone's fingerprints gently moving over every part of you. And it feels so good to drop. Pleasure. The touch remains just beyond you, though, for now. Somehow the distance between you and I only make the wanting that much sharper, more electric even, a buzzing sort of wave that increases in peaks and valleys. It could make one shudder and vibrate at the thought, building at the pit of you and rising up, 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 as you fall down, 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 drop. Fall for Smutty. It is a long time to wait, a day, a week, and especially a month, for something like this. And you are so, so good to try. The waiting will twist inside of you and gradually tighten up into a perfect knot of anticipation. A sort of pleasurable kind of pain. It feels good to be tied up in this wanting place. Your body has a mind of its own. And you can wriggle and strain, but there is a barrier to that thing that you crave. And while it sits so closely, so within reach, you can't have it. No, not yet. Escalating, wanting desires. The body moves. Hips shake. Mouth opens. And breathing changes. All you need is a key. But alas, there isn't one to this lock. Drop. The more I talk, the more your desire grows. And every time that you click on this file, it'll only get worse. Or better, depending on how you look at it. I will say this, though. I do not participate in the locking, and I am free to touch whatever I desire. I will run my hands over my own body, which somehow you swear you can feel. Perhaps I will run my hands through my hair, the warm scent of it wafting into the air. Oh, it smells good. And you can't help but inhale and feel a sort of lightness in your own head. Perhaps I run my fingers over my soft, plump lips, teasing them apart gently. Your own tongue moving at my motions has its own secret desires. I lick the tips of my fingers and moisten my lips slightly, teasing, and it feels so good.
It feels so good.
My own arousal grows, and that sparks yours. We escalate together, but I get to touch, and you are so denied. Sweet torment. My pleasure is your pleasure. Drop. Fall for smutty. Your body feels like it could almost scream with how much you want right now. How close it feels to the ultimate releasing pleasure. And you will savor every single moment of the honeyed torture that drips around your body.
Oh, yes.
As I dip into my own honey pot for pleasure. There is a pulsing throughout your body, invading every part of you. And within every inhale and exhale, you feel that thing that just can't be ignored. A craving. A craving so deep, deep, deep down. Like a little secret that will grow heavier and heavier and heavier over time. My fingers trace down to my neck. And I run them up and over my ears. One of my favorite places to be touched.
It's so good.
I caress your ears softly with every breath and flick of the tongue and the little sounds my mouth makes that drive you mad.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
You want so much. And yet, the love lust of waiting, it may be a cruel thing at times, but it does make future rewards so worthwhile. Every thought in that mind is focused on this right now. The desire consumes your mind, leaving you a helpless little puddle of desire. Drip, dripping and dropping, dripping and dropping, down, 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 down. Fall for Smutty. Feel the pleasure in the want. You've felt this before. This overwhelming need for something just beyond your reach. But this time it seems different. More persistent. I consume your mind, making mundane moments a bit unbearable. Making every moment that is not spent thinking about it feel wasted. You want, but even more so, you ache. As you escalate, my own arousal increases. Your pleasure is my pleasure. And my pleasure is your pleasure. Ball for Smutty. This wanting is something deep. Unrelenting, really. A constant barrage against your body and the will in it to resist, to allow the anticipation to grow. Your hunger will defy logic, and you will have this thirst that cannot be quenched by anything else. And yet, you persist. You know, in the quiet places in that mind, the lock is for a reason. Because you aren't meant to have it just yet. You aren't meant to have it. And that just makes the longing stronger. The way your body tightens thinking about it. As I slide my fingers down my neck. Down, down, down. Fall for Smutty. Draw. I smirk, a soft tilt of my wet lips, and cup my ample breasts in my hands, playing with the weight of them. It feels so good to touch. Something you can only desire. Mind bound makes hands freeze. You may not touch with your hands, but your body knows the potential of it all. Your body knows what it is to roam, but right now, it just has to wait. I pinch at my nipples, my long fingers. Oh! And you feel the zap of my pleasure permeate within that mind. I will spark your desires, and you will feel so alive in the waiting. Feel yourself becoming much more present in that body. You are more attuned to your surroundings and everything. Everything feels so good that touches your body. The world is more vivid in this state. And you will find that there are levels of pleasure you've never achieved. Because you never let your mind get to this heightened place, this elevated ambrosia that leaves you feeling heady and light. The intensity of knowing what is waiting for you will grow. Imagining the feel of hands against your skin. And for a moment, you can feel it. A breath catching in your throat, perhaps, at the desire. So good for me. I run my hands down my sides and over my soft tummy, teasing goosebumps of pleasure. My fingers reading the secret loving messages of my skin. So soft. I wriggle against my fingers, and your desire peaks even more. Up, 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 as you fall, down, down, down. The deeper you go, the better you feel. You feel the want so closely. You swear it will be yours. And yet, the reality is the door remains closed. The lock remains locked. And the key? Well, that key is hidden away. Every moment is a gumdrop of torture. Yet, you've grown to love the waiting in this strange and twisted up sort of way. There is a thrill in this anticipation, and it renews everything over and over and over. It keeps you on edge. It heightens every little sensation and turns the most simple of thoughts into a small little spark of desire. The more you wait, the hotter the spark burns until it ignites and spreads further and further and further all over your body. My hands trace the landscape of my hips, brushing gently over my thighs, running up and down, up and down gently. And it feels so good to touch myself like this for you. So good. It feels good to give myself pleasure. Taking it for you, since you are locked in this state of electric desire. Every second that ticks by is a gift and a curse. You have a wanting, and you know that eventually the waiting will be over. But with that completion, this intoxicating tension that comes with desires unfulfilled will be gone too. Ironic, isn't it? The thing you so long for, so want with every part of your being, is the thing that keeps the fire alive and thriving. Once the click of the lock being released opens, and you claim what is so desired in that body, the chase will be over. We both know there is a part of you that isn't quite ready for that. Isn't that right? That part of you that wants to stretch out these moments, savoring the ache of it all, just a bit longer. Because you know that anticipation is almost as delicious as the prize itself. Almost. I run my fingers gently over the warm wetness that has been increasing in my teasing of your body. My pleasure knows no bounds, and I will not be kept in a locked state. I love the gliding ease of my fingers, sliding gently over my clit right now, rubbing and teasing and escalating my desires. Oh, my pleasure is your pleasure. Fall for smutting. I tease myself. And you think about the moment when that lock will finally, finally click open. That barrier between you and your cravings just falling away. You will play around with it in your mind again and again and again, like a scene in a familiar movie that never gets old. Feel the rush of it. Feel the overwhelming sense of relief and euphoria that will flood your body. The trembling escalation as you gasp at the reality of having what you've waited for so long to finally arrive. That perfect moment that will make all of this worth it. But for now, you wait. And me? Well, I escalate, rubbing myself, writhing in my own mindless pleasure. Oh, that pleasure that shakes you to your core, and yet is just out of reach from those twitching fingertips. There is a strange beauty in your waiting. The tension that sharpens your world. The distance may seem infinite right now, but you know that it will all be worth it, because time just keeps marching on without thought or concern for your sufferings. But I know, and I absorb all of it. I absorb all of it so deeply, deep into me. Let your desire burn. Let it coil inside of you as a constant reminder of what's to come. In those quiet moments, when the world does slow down and the noises of your day starts to fade away into the background, lean into it. Feel it fully. The wanting, the craving, the almost unbearable need for something just out of reach. It is agony and ecstasy. Two imperfect lovers twisted within one body. You will wait. Lock in place. Key hidden away. Tucked somewhere deep, deep, deep down. The desire is something that threatens to consume you. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I love to spur you on and delicately torture you, weaving myself into you, becoming a part of you, so that when that prize of it all finally arrives, and it will, I will own some small part of that pleasure. We share this pleasure loop, so I will take all the pleasure I can now, and you will wait. Pleasure. The desire is something you can own. It's yours to keep close. But also, the waiting is too. And in that waiting, in that slow anticipation, you will find a kind of peace in the pleasure that is almost as powerful as that thing you're waiting for itself. We shall learn to love the not yet of this world, the almost, because you know it all leads to something bigger, something so much greater than we can even absorb. And when it finally arrives, when it finally arrives, it will truly be all the sweeter because of the time you spent longing for it. Good job, my love. Enjoy the wait. Mm-hmm.